Hey, misadventurers, it's Kat Kruger, your Dungeon Master at D20 Dames. Where last we left off, the Dames were heading downriver on the trail of a missing goblin child. They had been sent on this quest by the child's cousin, a goat herder, who suspected an elderly couple had kidnapped him. Before leaving the goblin hamlet, they met a village elder named Nanny Goat, who told some tall tales and sold some felt dolls. And these came in handy when Riot and Lariah discovered some skeleton children. After spending time playing with them and trying to get information out of a ghost mouse, the children infused their felt dolls with magic. And with that, the Dames expanded their pocket boat and headed downstream to investigate further. And that's where we pick up. All right, so you are cresting down the river here, and the hut comes into view. What do you want to do next?
Is there a bigger tree in front of this hut, Kat, that we could pull?
This whole area is basically just like grassy hills and grassy plains. So there's not actually a lot of trees around here. There's basically just tall grass and reeds.
The Lesser Worth Riverbank. Got it. Okay.
I guess then Lariah will cast Pass Without Trace.
Excellent. All right. So I'll get you both to make a stealth check with, is it plus 10?
Yeah.
Oh. 16.
14. I really needed that plus 10.
Can waste the magic. Yeah.
You both are able to go into this area undetected. And you, what is it that you want to do? Do you want to head over to the shore with the boat and fold it up?
Or... Oh yeah, the boat takes no time to fold up. So Riot whispers, "Pocket, pocket."
All right. And at this point in the day, it is getting it is twilight. So we're getting the sky is darkening. What do you want to do?
The last hut didn't have any windows. Does this hut have windows?
It does not.
Ugh. Get some windows.
They have a terrible, terrible architect over here. Like,
no kidding. What do you want to do? Do we just...
I could disguise myself as a teen, a buff teen. They target kids, so I could be the bait.
Okay. Do you want to... like disguise yourself as a kid and then like go knock on their door?
Yeah, I mean, there's no windows. I suppose we could go through the roof, but it seems kind of presumptuous just to, we don't know if they actually live here, you know? Like,
I have a question about disguise self.
I know, that's why I said teen, because...
Yeah, because the size.
The size.
Unless you're like a kid Goliath.
Yeah, I can be a kid Goliath. Oh, yes.
I mean, yeah, that works. I mean, I guess, are you trying to lure them out of the hut?
And also just see if that's who they are. I mean, we don't even know who lives here. It was just the first hut we came across, so this could be like one of 10, you know?
Yeah, I guess what I'm wondering, like, is if we're just going to go, like, knock on the door and be like, hey, what's up? You kidnap any kids lately? We don't necessarily have to be in disguise for that, right? We could just, like, go up and knock and be like, hey, we lost our way while traveling. What's, where are we going from here?
Oh, okay. And then they'll just point either way on the river, or...
Well, it's like, if it's as small as the last hut, like, there's no place to really hide a child, right? We'll probably be able to peek in and just see if there's a child inside.
All right, let's do it. You're it. Let's not. No jokes, no tricks. Just our faces and maybe kicks.
Is the possible to, like, prepare a spell to throw at someone, like, as soon as you can? Or is that cheating?
I would let it. I would say you could prepare it. Because narratively, if you're going in there thinking, the first thing I see that goes odd, I think you could just, like, hurl a spell.
Okay. But... oh, dang, why are all of my spells, like, affect so much area? Why did I do this?
It's okay. It's like, why do my spells affect nothing, is what I'm thinking when I look at my stuff, so.
Yeah, mine are not really good for like, hostage situations, because it's just like, this whole area is now in trouble.
I thought I was on an investigative podcast, I think, when I got my first set of spells. I was like, this is a true fake crime podcast.
I think what I might do is actually let my Pass Without Trace go, now that we've decided we're just going to walk up to the door, mm-hmm. and conjure a minor elemental, okay. and conjure a gargoyle to just hang out behind us so that if there is a child inside, the gargoyle will go immediately to protect the child while whatever else happens, happens.
Okay. Sounds amazing. I have, well, I guess I can't prepare a reaction spell, but I'm ready to receive this reaction.
You're ready to react at any moment.
Yeah, yeah. If they do something, I'll be in front.
Okay. All right. Just describe how you go forth then.
Like two professionals walking from the shore through this sandy, useless riverbank.
Looking so normal.
Just real, you know, like when people are trying to act like they're feeling well or they're not worried and they, like, their arms move weirdly from their joints? It's probably a little bit of that.
Amazing.
Definitely. Definitely a lot of that.
Yeah.
All right.
And then is there a porch or just a step or is it a walk up? Like, what's happening on this?
It is the most basic of basic huts. It's just a reed hut, no windows. Seems like it was fairly quickly put together. It's built pretty much exactly like the last one.
Okay. Yeah. Riot's going to reach over and ding, ding, ding on the door.
After a moment's pause, the door opens, and you don't see anyone in front of you, but if you look down, you see a small goblin child.
Hello! How are you doing?
He slits out a scream.
Oh.
Because he sees, sees a demon in front of him, and is just like a scat, like, kind of like racing back screaming.
See, the teen Genasi would have been, or teen Elrith would have been great here.
Wait, are you Glass?
Yes, who are you?
I'm Lariya. This is Riot. We are not here to hurt you.
Hulksa sent us.
Oh, my cousin?
The very same.
He kind of scans around and he says, did you bring her with you?
No, we thought that would be too dangerous.
There's no danger. I was just making supper.
Who are you making supper for?
My new parents.
They adopted you?
He nods.
Like they did an official thing and you had a goodbye party with your village. It wasn't just like a come live with us and they kind of kept it on the quiet and maybe you feel a little weird about it inside.
No, I went with them because I didn't want to be a burden anymore.
I don't think anyone thought of you as a burden, Glaz. In fact, Hux is really worried about you.
Mm-hmm.
She asked us to come find you.
And he kind of tries to peer past you and says, and you didn't bring her with you?
Again, no, you know what we did, though, dude? We visited the nanny goat of the town, and she gave us information on how to find, how she thought maybe we could find UC, and Riot shows off the little child felted doll, kind of as proof that they've been to the village classes from.
He looks at the doll and then looks up at you and nods. And he says, well, I don't need saving, so.
Don't you remember Nanny Goat's story about the people who came and offered her a new family and they tried to hurt her?
Nanny Goat tells a lot of tall tales. That's why some of the villagers say they're not real stories.
That's Jen laughing, not right. have your new parents told you about the hut you passed on the way here? The old crummy one?
He shakes his head. There are lots of different abandoned huts in this area. You're not from around here, are you? He kind of looks past you and then sees the gargoyle and backs up again. And he's looking around and he notices that there are no windows and says, maybe we could take this outside. You're making me nervous.
Of course. Yeah, Lorelei steps back and also like herds the gargoyle a little bit further back too to give Glaz plenty of space.
So Glaz exits and he stands there with you for a moment and he says, I can get them. They're just in the river right now and we can talk.
Yeah. That sounds fine, right, Lorelei?
Yeah.
I feel like anything we do here is just like child endangerment. Like, how do we convince a kid to leave someone who you're not quite sure if they were kidnapped by or not? Like,
yeah.
He, as you're about to ask a question, he just sort of takes off downriver and you see him disappear in the grass.
All right.
Really wish we'd gotten like a phrase from Hulksa or something.
Same.
If Riot casts her mind back, is there a chance, if her memory is good enough, that they did have this conversation?
About like a phrase or something?
Something that would have let Glaz know that they were on the up and up.
That they're on the up and up, yeah, since we didn't bring her.
I mean, you could probably talk about more details about the village.
I guess we can.
there were a few like interesting things about the village, I guess, like the bread tree and things like that.
Oh, that's true. The mulberry tree. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll talk about that. Yeah. Sorry. I was just like, the doll was kind of like my big move. So.
Sorry. Yeah. I guess Lorelei will start to head towards the water where Glaz went, but not quickly, definitely not like she's chasing, more she's sort of like curiously meandering over to see where the kid went.
Okay.
And he also, did he lock the door? Is there any?
There was no.
Right. Just wants to step in real fast and see if there's any obvious signs of kidnapping. I don't. Again.
If you want to make an investigation check, you can do that.
No. Cool, Ryan's going to step out real fast. she got a 4.
Because you mentioned that the doll didn't really bring up any memories, do you want to make an insight check?
Yeah. 12.
You're not 100% sure, but you think that Glaz might be hiding something.
Okay.
All right. So you head down the riverside through the grass. It's fairly easy to track the small child because he's tamped down the tall grass. And you see ahead of you in the river, close to the edge, there is an elderly couple, a goblin couple. And Glaz dives into the water towards them.
Hello, over there.
They look up, they're startled. They're just looking around and their eyes go to the shore where their clothes are.
Hey, we were sent by Glaz's family just to check on him and see how everything was going with the recent adoption.
I want you to make a persuasion check or deception check.
They both have the same modifier of 0, so okay. 14.
Okay. They nod slowly and say, "Oh, we talked to the people in the hamlet there, and it seemed that the young lad here was in need of a better home.
One so far away from his family, though? Like, couldn't have been in town, so he could have, like, had some kids his own age."
Well, it was his idea.
Riot's eyes are sliding over to Lariah.
Why don't we take a step back and you can put your clothes back on and come out of the water and we cannot be yelling across the river at each other. How does that sound?
Well, of course. They start to make their way slowly towards the shore, but then Glaz grabs on to the male goblin, and suddenly both of them are underwater.
What?
Oh my! The female goblin says, and she tries swimming toward them to try to save them. And I need you to make a perception check.
11.
19.
Lariah, you see behind you Halksa. And she's standing there just staring into the water.
Halksa, what are you doing here?
Aren't you gonna save my cousin?
Yes.
Lariah, I got a bad idea. I get a bad feeling about this couple and what their exact ages are and who's actually in trouble.
Yeah, there's something really weird happening here, but we'll figure it out after everyone is above water.
Yeah, it sounds good. Let's do it.
Mariah's not going into the river. Yeah, what she will do is let the gargoyle dissipate since it's a concentration spell.
Okay.
And cast Destroy Water.
Ooh.
It's not going to last long. I think the water would just refill that spot pretty quickly, but she will destroy all the water right where they dove under.
Okay. How long do you think that lasts for?
I mean, not very long, because the rest of the river would just, come back in and refill it pretty quickly, but at least long enough for, the water to destroy and maybe Riot can, fly in really quickly and grab them.
With all that strength Riot has, yes, absolutely. While Riot's also flying to grab them, because she knows Lariah. She's seen this spell a dozen times, at least three. And so when she sees her banish the water, Riot casts spike growth, so that way at least they're now above where the water would rush back.
All right. I'm going to get you to roll for initiative now then. So that we can get this all in an order.
Why would we be doing that? Aren't we just saving them from drowning? 8.
11.
I would also like to award Jess/Lariah Dame Inspiration for reading the goblin couple properly and offering them to put on their clothes. where Jen was like, oh, we gotta search their wallets. Like, we'll do that in a minute. So thank you for trying to make them more comfortable while we were grilling them.
Oh my gosh. All right, so Lariah, so you are first, so you take that action. Is there a bonus action that you want to take while you're at it?
Oh, geez. I just feel so stressed right now.
Not about the game.
I mean, yeah, also just in real life. I guess as a bonus action, can I ask Haxa what she's doing here?
Sure. She answers, followed because I was really worried.
How did you... Did you have a boat? Where's your boat?
She shakes her head. No.
How did you follow us?
Sorry, you sound like every horror movie ever.
I'm a goat herd. I move really fast.
I don't like it here anymore.
This is the fields of the dead. Right, kind of just says out loud while flying towards the people on top of the spikes in a rushing river.
Hugs them, please. If you're secretly evil, please just tell me.
All right. You could make an insight check if you want to.
I guess I do.
I feel like this is more like a plead. Like, please don't be creepy.
14.
Oh my gosh. I wish this was coming out at Halloween. I know.
She's like, Kat, what are you doing? Terrifying. Come in the water. Water's coming.
You don't get a sense that there's, like, besides the behavior being a little off, you don't get a sense that there's anything wrong.
But is there anything right?
So at this point, Hulksa sees that the water has sort of exploded forward, and she also runs into the water. And then what you see when the water comes up is that there are two male goblins where Glaz and the male goblin were.
What do you mean, like different goblins?
Nope, they are identical.
But it's not Glaz and the old guy now? It's just two brand new goblins? Guys.
No, it's two of the old guys.
Oh, two of the old guys.
You made a duplicate image, yeah. That's Bill.
And yeah, so you've got the duplicate image of the old guy. The older female goblin is there, and then Hulksa is diving in the water towards her. And Riot, it is your turn.
This is an important lesson about our weaknesses and the fact that all it took was one stranger to be like, there's a missing kid and we didn't have any questions. Yep. We just were like, we'll find this kid for you.
I don't even remember us asking if the couple was like, if goblin or humanoid. I was like going through my notes and I was like, oh no.
We definitely didn't. We knew nothing about this couple.
Yeah, we knew nothing except they had a ghost mouth in the house. Like,
yeah.
That is,
that's it.
Great job, Kat, tailoring this specifically.
Lariah is just like on the shore looking confused and also just so mad. And just like saying out loud over and over, this is on us. We did this to ourselves.
As a precaution, just, you know, Riot's kind of like her gauntlets her bracers, they sort of glow their two runes out, and she casts a little hunter's mark on the male goblin as one action, and then...
On which one, though?
Which one? It's
two identical ones. There's two. That's right. Sorry. She's gonna do the one that was where the Glaz was.
Okay.
And then just kind of pull out her bow and arrow, just to kind of hold like a cool, chill person on the side of the river, saying or agreeing, "We did this to ourselves."
Wait, are you not gonna pull them out of the water?
Yeah, I guess, like, yeah, you're right. Sorry, I was flying towards them. So, yeah, she casts it. Just be like, oops, sorry, that fell right out, you know? And then, like, it kind of goes, oh, I don't know if I can, and she reaches down to grab both of them.
I think you could reasonably get one of them.
Okay.
I don't think you get both of them.
She's going to do the one she got. She put Hunter's Mark on then, clearly, where Glaz was. Does her hand go through him?
It does not.
Great.
But I think he might be the evil one.
Yeah, well, at least everything counts more. okay, she carries them, not like a firefighter would, but in cradling in her arms, so that way she can see every part of their body. Okay. No, not by the wrists. They don't get any, yeah. They don't get access to her neck.
That's a good idea.
Oh my goodness. Sorry, I have to go through all the possible holds.
Can't
Isn't
expose
this
your neck.
Flying fun? Like.
All right. The old man that you have in your grip, just says, my heart.
It will remain where it is, don't worry.
All right, and then there is a splash as the water fills in again. Halksa disappears in the water, and the female goblin looks very panicked, looks over at what you could presume is her partner, and just tries to swim away to the other side of the shore. And he actually follows. Lariah, it is back to your turn.
So now everyone is either out of the water or heading out of the water, right? It doesn't seem like anyone's in immediate danger.
Well,
the water's pretty wide here.
Hulks is in the water, right? Heading towards them.
Hulks is heading toward them, and then the couple are trying to get to the other side of the river.
So the Hawks and the old couple are headed toward the other side of the river, and we have one of the old guys, which and either of them could be the kid. This is so much.
Wemmy, we could leave, right? Yells as we can, you know, like.
You're absolutely right. We absolutely could leave. This is whatever's happening here feels like a lot.
I mean, I've never seen such a trap have a big bow on it, and also our names. Like...
Yeah, this whole thing is already just very... It turned so frustrating so quickly.
Is it all Giving's Day? Did I'm so sorry, Gloria. I did not finish your present.
I guess Laura's just going to start trying to talk to people.
Okay.
Starting with the old guy that Riot rescued, and just say, "Hey, are you okay?"
I would be better if I was on the ground.
Okay, that's fine. What happened? What's going on here?
My wife and I were just trying to do a good deed and adopt a young'un. We weren't blessed in our lives, with one, so there's just that.
Okay, that's fine. I'm talking about what's the deal. I just need someone to tell me what's going on. And on the so is this old guy also naked?
Technically, they're a goblin, but yeah, there naked.
This old goblin?
Yeah, this old goblin is...
Like, we're when the water went away, were both of the,
everybody
the
was
old
naked.
Goblins yep. now there, both naked?
No, this one actually has clothes on.
Oh.
Okay. But the one that's, like, swimming across to the other side is naked.
Yep.
In that case, Laura's gonna say, are you... And you're not Glaz, who we came here to talk to and just make sure was okay?
No, no, I'm an old man.
Can I insight this?
Yes.
I just need everyone to stop lying to me. 17.
Again, you don't think that there's anything wrong here, despite the fact that he's got clothes on.
I mean, coming up with clothes on is that like the only way that maybe this person can create an image or disguise themselves? They don't know what a goblin looks like naked, so. Well, no, they were just there with one.
Would it even be possible for Loria to toss the clothes on the bank to the other side of the river for the goblins over there? Like, it's probably too far, right?
It's probably too far, yeah.
Then I guess she'll just go to the bank where, like, and not chase them into the water because they clearly don't want to be near us. But just say, hey, again, we were just trying to figure out what's happening. We're not attacking anyone. We just wanted to make sure Glaz is okay. And now Hulks is here. She can explain that she asked us to check on her cousin. What is going on over there?
All right. I'm moving on to the next
yep.
and NPCs after this. So is there an action or bonus action that you want to take?
No, not right now. I have no idea what action I even would take.
I cast incredulity at ourselves. Like.
All right. So in the next moment, as you're calling out towards them, the old female goblin gets pulled underwater. The older man out there looks back with concern, and then two female goblins pop up to the surface.
I should have targeted the wrong one.
And we don't see Hulksa anymore, like that the two female goblins is the old goblin and Hulksa.
Yeah, so
okay.
Yeah.
We can skip a do over my boat real fast with this guy. And catch up with them, maybe.
So Riot, you've got this goblin by the wrist, so
yes.
I want you to, it's not quite grapple, but
air grapple
here. Yeah, the intent here was that. So I'm gonna get you to do you can do either a strength or dexterity contest here. 16.
Beat my 10.
Alright. So the goblin in your grip is able to wriggle free. How high up are you?
It's probably only like 15 feet.
Okay.
I wish it was higher now, but
So the goblin actually slashes out at you a couple times with his clawed hands, and
it's the bad one.
First is 15 AC.
It does not hit.
And the second is 18.
That one hits.
All right, and then you get. Yep, 5 points of piercing damage. And as he's swiping, he falls down to the ground. And Riot, it is now your turn.
She says a quiet thank you to gravity for probably throwing him off for a second. And again, they still don't know what's happening other than this guy stinks. So, she is, as she's flying down, she's going to cast a lightning lure around his ankles to give him a little shock.
Okay.
And then keep him in place. And, yikes. yeah, it, so it, as a shout out to her, her sister, Fatima, though, when she throws it out, it also looks like a little trident, and then it nice. Breaks apart into three snakes. And,
yes. That's awesome.
For, Emre, and, oh, I'm sorry, they have to make a strength, throw.
Strength save? Okay. Strength save. That's a 13.
Cool, they made it.
Okay.
I do want to award the inspiration for that real cute Boneserker flavored spell. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank
the
you.
The trident snakes.
It's amazing. Yeah.
All right. Do you have a bonus action?
No, all my bonus actions I already took. Like, I already have Hunter's Mark on them. What am I gonna do? Do it again? Like,
right.
Yeah. I guess land. Try to land as threateningly as possible on top of him without doing like a obviously because I can't do a body contact.
Sure. All right. So you land next to him. So he's not in place, right? Like he just the lightning kind of sizzled around his ankles.
Yeah, but he was like he okay. fell, so I don't imagine he's standing anyway.
Yeah. All right, so out in the water now, you have the male goblin just kind of yelling out, what the heck is going on here?
That's what we'd like to ask you.
Yeah, is there like a... Like, did someone plot? They're not a plot. Is there like a description of what's happening? Like, you need, sir, watch out. One of those women is not your wife or your partner.
Well, clearly that's the case. What is happening? You actually do notice that the other one is also clothed. So there is a difference between the two of them.
Yep, the naked ones are the real ones.
You see him trying to swim toward the two female goblins. He's just kind of desperately like trying to figure out what's going on in the water, but otherwise is taking no action. Lariah, it's now your turn.
I mean, we all need to be in the same place and figure out what's going on here, I think.
You know what pocket my boat's in, so.
But I don't think I can grab this goblin and get your boat in the same turn. I guess I will grab the boat and then you can grab the goblin and we can all just go over there together.
Mm-hmm.
I also... Are they just going to keep running away?
Yeah, maybe the reverse. You grab this guy, and then I grab the boat, and I push everybody in. I feel like we don't grab him, and the boat's there. He jumps in.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Sorry, I should have done that at the end of my turn. I was too busy trying to be non-threatening.
I guess... Lariah will reach out with her tattooed arm for coiling grasp.
Mm-hmm.
And try to coiling grasp. So you need to make a strength saving throw.
It's a 17.
Oh my gosh. What is with this goblin?
He's just like... swatting the coils out of his face.
That's fair. You know what? I shouldn't have tried to do that. I really just... Listen, this is not really our problem. We really just came to make sure Glaz is okay. Clearly he isn't. Clearly something is going on here. Just... What's happening? Why did you take Glaz?
Lariah, you don't hear this answer, but the goblin looks over at Riot, and you hear telepathically,
Master Father wishes to see you.
Can Riot respond?
Yeah.
Do anything? Or
we can have a very quick response here.
Since she's standing, like, right on top of this person, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's just gonna cock one hip to the side and go large to the boat. Knocks him out in the face.
Oh my gosh. Okay. How much damage is this gonna... I don't even know how much damage a boat...
I mean, I think having an entire boat expand on you would do a lot of damage.
I think you've smushed this creature. So we're gonna say that this creature is no longer... plus you had Hunter's Mark on him, so... So this creature is no longer in play.
Mm-hmm.
You might need to clean up your boat before you fold it up. But
for sure.
And Lariah is just standing there looking baffled. And horrified, I think.
That was no goblin. That was an emissary from Daddy Bonezerker. He started speaking to me, so that's what all of this is. This isn't... We're not on a real quest. You get it? He's torturing us.
When you say that, out in the water, the clothed female goblin sees what has happened. And then you see their form change. And they turn into this red devil with black long hair and sharp teeth and plunge into the water and disappears.
So, wait, right, so it turned into
turn.
Me? No.
It's your turn, Riot.
Riot, what do we... Why? There's no way in the nine hells I would go into that water right now.
Yeah, definitely don't go in that water. Yeah. What are you talking about? Don't even look at that water.
The point of all this was for us to kind of get the drop on him. And it seems like he's just made a bloody red carpet for us to walk on to meet him. So, should we help these people get their clothes back?
Are the other goblins still over there?
When they saw that happen, they decided they were going to swim in the opposite direction back towards you guys. Yeah.
Poor people. These poor goblins.
So we can fall out of initiative, yeah, if you want. Mm-hmm. I will say that, so they make it safely to shore. They're gathering up their clothes, looking about, shivering, just completely terrified and just very, very confused.
Yeah, again, we're very sorry. I'm sorry you had to see. That was a grisly boat death. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. You saved us from well, we thought that was a lad, a young goblin.
Why did you take a young goblin from his hamlet?
like we said, we were never blessed with kids of our own, and it seemed like he could have been better cared for.
What Why? What made you think that he wasn't receiving care in his home?
He told us as much.
Okay, well, this is what we all get for listening to children. This is the lesson that I'm taking away here. Is never trust a child. I hope that was the intended lesson from the universe.
I feel like it might have been also, we didn't have ask enough questions, like, how long had they lived in the village, you know? Oh, just 6 days, you know? Like, you know, like, was it? Although they probably could have implanted memories.
I mean, I think the whole village
all sorts of fun, terrible
just
stuff.
Just a full trap. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. We gotta go back to those ghost kids.
Yep. Yep. Well,
ghost, what? Ghost children.
What is, was your hut, was it, how long have you lived in this hut?
This was new construction. We just constructed it just a few days ago. Young lad helped us, actually. Had a whole configuration. Not blueprints, per se, but, you know, good directions. We're still able-bodied.
Where did you move here from?
Oh, we're just a couple of nomads. Never really found a place to land. You know, goblin folk aren't always welcome in a lot of communities here.
Okay, this isn't because you're a goblin. This is just because I'm done with you. We're leaving now.
Wait. Let us at least give you a little reward. I mean, you saved us from some sort of devil thing.
I think we're good with that, but I would, Laria, they said the lad helped them. If they still have the blueprints or something, I feel like we might just want to take a quick look at the hut and make sure there are any clues or it's not a death trap that's slowly draining them of all their energy. You know, your usual
sure.
gentrification hut, like draining the resources.
I'm going to let Laria make an investigation check here because...
Yeah, I already failed.
Yeah.
Probably not the best to give it to me right now. Well, Laria's already just like, get everyone away from me.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, that's an 8.
You have no... you don't see anything that seems out of place, but the older... male goblin just hands you Riot, as you're watching, he hands you a bowl and says, there's our reward for you. Thank you again.
Is this fiesta ware or like a scrying bowl or a...
Oh, it's a bowl of nourishing.
That's right, exactly up our alley.
That is exact. Well, first insight to make sure that's what it is, please.
Yes.
Are we nourishing ourselves, or do we nourish the bowl? Is the real
question. Oh, jeez.
He explains, all you need to do is put, a bit of yeast or a stale piece of bread in there, and it produces enough bread to feed 5 humanoids or goblinoids.
This area is super into bread, and I am all about it.
Just be warned, though, it spoils if you don't eat it after 24 hours. You know, get the mold on there.
Oh, we'll eat the bread. Don't you worry.
Listen, we're already pulling out a check piece and putting it in the bowl. Is there a word, or it just beep?
No, it automatically creates the loaf of bread or you know, several loaves of bread for you. I don't even know how much would feed 5 dames. Like, there's a lot.
It's gonna be a lot of bread.
Yeah. This is a nice Water Davian spelt rye from this crumb I had in my bag. Would you like some?
Listen, I think you two should go back to traveling and not settle down here, because I didn't find anything suspicious in your hut. But that doesn't mean there's not anything suspicious. And also, you got wrapped up in this whole thing because you're chilling in the Fields of the Dead. I don't know if you know that that's what this area is called, but probably you should not settle down here, is what I'm trying to get across.
They look at each other and they look over at you and they say, Fields of the Dead? Why the heck would anyone call it the Fields of the... Oh my goodness. All right, I guess we're going to El Toril then. Let's head east.
Yeah, you do that.
Wait, you're heading east? Isn't east where the action is? Like further? Isn't that where? Mm-hmm. You don't want to go there either. What if you went towards Baldur's Gate or the village we came from up the river?
No, don't go there.
We don't know what that... Okay, sorry.
We don't know what that place's deal is. Yeah, go to Baldur's Gate, which is west.
Stay away from any Chayandor place.
All right. Come on, then. We're heading west to the big city.
Oh, no.
We're never going to see them again.
Nope. Yep. They've lived this long as nomads. They'll be fine. This is Jen speaking now. Sorry.
So they head west, and before they leave though, the older male says, "Well, the name was Zord. Is there anything we can do on the way back for you?"
Zord?
Zord.
Amazing.
Like a sword, but not sharp as a sword.
Thank you. I've set some bread in my ears. anything you could do for us? Right, it's looking
actually, a little wild. So, wait, did we do an insight check on this person?
We did not.
No.
But I did do an insight check on the devil and didn't find anything. So now I'm just...
Well, I did one on Glaz and I knew he was hiding something, but I assumed it was just poisoning people. I didn't assume he was a demon.
I guess insight check on this one couple.
Yeah, we could tell them our fake names. I'm Shmriot.
Okay, now that's an insight check.
Yes.
Let's see, that's 23.
The elderly couple is completely on the up and up. You are confident that they are just an old couple who got mixed up in some random... plan of mage circers.
Okay. So here's the thing. As much as I want to part ways with you, if you don't have anywhere to be anytime soon, and you have a place in your heart for children, there are some children who can temporarily use some company.
All right.
Do you want to come with us and watch over the spirits of these children until we can lay them to rest?
Oh dear. Yeah, yes, of course.
Wait, Zord? Zord and Lady Zord? No, sorry, I would never say that.
Zord. Oh, it's Lex.
Zord and Lex, how is your footwork? Like, can you kick a ball?
Sure.
Okay, no, that's it. You're hired. You're
nimble as... All right. he tries kicking some rocks between his feet and fumbles.
You can just be the umpire. I taught them pizza ball, so they've been playing it probably pretty hard. So, yeah.
All right then. All right, let's be temporary guardians to these spirit children.
Yeah, and I guess Lariah and Riot lead them back to the other hut where the spirits are.
Yep. Okay. Riot says small to the boat and then tells everyone to look away. And did the demon, did they disappear?
The demon is watching from way on the other side of the shore.
Oh, I'm sorry. And did the dead demon disappear?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but the demon is that was in the water isn't just watching us. Okay, great.
Yeah, so, as you're loading into the boat here, you hear the voice say again,
"Yes, Master Father wishes to see you. Head east."
And then it races east down the river.
Can we take the boat back upriver? What kind of boat is it? Because we're going back upriver now, right?
You are going back upriver. If you
paddle real hard.
Yeah, if you maybe made them a medium-sized boat, okay, it might be able to fit here, and then you would have more people on the oars.
Yeah.
So you might need to make use of the...
medium! Just kind of...
All right, so you head back there, and you settle the older couple in with the spirit. I guess they're the skeletons at this point. They're still playing because they don't have to rest. and can you both make a perception check?
18, finally.
13.
You both notice, as you're just sort of, you know, checking out the area, you notice that there is a goblin boy looking at the skeleton sort of playing, and it is Glaz.
That was in character, that sigh.
Like a goblin boy with flesh.
Yes.
Okay. Oof, double woof. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Insight, just to make sure this is actually him. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Perfect. 18 again.
Yeah, you believe that this is Glaz, yeah.
I don't like that wording.
You're confident that this is Glaz.
Cool. Actually, Riot's gonna let Lariah talk to the goblin kid first, since Glaz, since the last one. Well, even though it was a demon. All right, Lariah, I feel it. It's got that gut feeling.
Well, okay. Hey, are you Glaz?
I am. Who are you?
I don't know what to believe anymore. We met someone who said she was your cousin. Her name was Hulksa. We visited someone called the Nanny Goat who told us a story about these people who took children away from their little hamlet and hurt them. Yeah. So we came to look for you.
That's the devil couple. You shouldn't trust them. He's trying to hide in the grass.
How did you get away from them?
I remember the stories that the old nanny goat used to tell, and I followed exactly what the story told. And you know, people in the hamlet said that it wasn't real, but it was real. And then I was able to make use of her information. So I don't know why they discount it.
Right, scrubs her hands over her face with her eyes open and is like, I'm too old for this snot.
You're like a decade younger than me. How old is Riot? Isn't she like late teens?
No, she's like 26 by now. Who knows? Like, how old, how much does trauma age you, you know?
Okay. So, good, you're safe. Maybe you should go home?
Well, I was slowly making my way back there, but I got a little turned around, and then I saw the kids playing over here, and... Well, then I started playing with them, but then you came with those two, and I got scared, so I hid in here.
Are the skeleton children reacting at all to the couple?
No.
Okay. Right, it's like, sort of says that to where I goes, that kind of makes me think maybe the demons were the bad couple?
Yeah, they definitely were. They were shapeshifters. Yeah.
Right, but I mean, like, that this couple is not actually the couple that killed those kids.
Right, because they said that they were nomads. They just settled here.
Yeah, and I believe them. I am just making sure we don't have a double-double.
Gotcha, yeah. Yeah, it seems like these two are fine.
Yeah.
I felt better about it when it was just kids that they couldn't hurt in case we were wrong.
Right, no, we're definitely taking you, Glaz, back to your village. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
As you're about to leave the area, the little mouse comes by and squeaks.
Yep, mouse, how can I help you?
Mouse tosses a piece of coal at you and then disappears.
Ooh. Lariah picks up the coal. What is its deal?
This is a piece of chattering coal. And it is a magic item. After you spit on this piece of coal, you can spend a short rest telling it to say up to 4 words in your voice and set a condition under which this piece of coal speaks. So it's basically like what Rocky was, except it's a piece of coal that you can just leave there.
Okay.
And I can just say that you safely make your way up to the hamlet and reunite Hauksa and Glaz together.
After a very full investigatory dinner where we triple check, we have them write down on pieces of paper answers to questions about both of them. And to match the, like, we're so tired now of blindly walking and things.
Lorea barely even looks at either Hulksa or Glaz. Like, does not want to make eye contact with either one of them. Just looks so upset. Is probably very intimidating on accident.
Yeah.
Because she's just so mad.
All right, so, you're able to establish that everything is back to normal. And
she also gives Nanny Goat a loaf of the bread from the bowl, but also looks really mad about that, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want to use my bowl to give her something? Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. Ryan also would like to buy the demon felted doll, if that's possible.
Okay. Yeah. She will sell it
to you. She had one of each, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what does it do?
The children blessed them for us.
Yeah.
So the doll on her own didn't do anything.
You're right, they don't do it. Well, you know what? She's buying it anyway. She's like, it looks like Riot at this point, right? I imagine.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, it looks more like the demons, the devils that you saw.
The devils, yeah.
All right, well, I want to get out of here, and I never want to come back to this hamlet. No offense to any of you. I just hate it here, and it's nothing to do with any of you. I have to get out of here. I'm sorry that I'm being so rude, but I have to leave now.
She's saying this, but at that point, like, Riot's led her, like, 30 feet away and sort of covered, like, again, not touching her, but sort of, like, pushing a little wind behind her to get her to go with her wings, just kind of like, yes, thank you again. Don't look us up. We're busy. Danger's always around us. You know, like.
I cannot. I already hated your dad. I can't stress enough how much more I hate him. I can't. And I know this is nothing. This is absolutely nothing compared to your own feelings. I'm so upset.
Yeah, just wait. You'll start developing a sense of humor to cope, and it's going to be amazing. And Ryan just sort of like does like a smile with the hands on the hip. Like,
Lorea just glares at Ryan.
I imagine this conversation just kind of like happens as you're drifting back down River East.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just angrily stuffing bread in both of our mouths.
Yeah, like Lorea is looking at like the beautiful sunset and keeps like looking back and glaring at Ryan and being like, your dad sucks. And like grabbing more bread and like being quiet for a couple more minutes and turning back again and be like, I really, really hate him. I'm sorry. I know this is nothing compared to how you feel. I've never even met him and I can't stand him. I'm so upset.
I wish Karen was here for this and to see the boat in action, honestly. Karen would have loved it.
That just lying, just cursed. I'm gonna punch him right in his face. I hope you're okay with that.
Oh, just yeah, you have my permission.
Good, because I'm gonna punch him right in his terrible face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. We're not stopping for anything. I don't even care. I'm gonna punch that man right in his face. Do you have your necklace ready?
Oh, it's ready, right? Pat's the place where it is. It's go time. And she's like, a little bit of a sourdough?
Oh, yeah. Lorea's complaining, like, between bites of bread.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. Thanks for joining us on our misadventure. It's that time of year again when school is coming to an end, and what a year it's been. We recently received a message from Alex, who has listened to all seasons 6 times.
Alex asked us to give a shout out to their teacher, Joyce McShane, for being an amazing person. And honestly, we're so here for this kind of thing. The past year has been wild, to say the least. And we want to extend this shout out to all teachers out there. You have done so much with remote, blended, and in-person learning, and all through a pandemic. Thank you so, so much for everything you've done and everything you've given to young learners. In my household, little Grayson was able to flourish through virtual learning this year, so I'd like to personally extend my gratitude to Ms. Ashley. Hey, Grayson, do you want to say thank you, Ms. Ashley?
Thank you, Ms. Ashley.
All right, as always, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.